and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters.
Day 291.
Do you know, it's worked out nicely in December, hasn't it? That the ones and zeros, they've all married up. January's going to be very confusing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. How is everybody? Let us know. Last day of 2020. What is the time for anything else to go wrong? I'm reckoning, you know, that there's people here who have no idea of the silly story of the day. Jonathan should have heard it. Jonathan should definitely have heard it. Hello, Jonathan. Happy New Year's Eve to you as well. Hello, Tracy. And hello, Simon. Yes, this story...
And Happy New Year, Paul.
Oh, and Happy New Year. I haven't got anything from Paul yet. Oh, I'm going to do a refresh. It's obviously in a mood. But if you've seen the speed that Notion's working today, like two tin cans and a ball of string. Hello, Paul! Yes, we're behind you. Paul's actually there. What's it like? Is 2021 much of an improvement?
Has COVID disappeared?
What are you doing again? I've not had my walk. I've not had my dinner. Has she?
She's had a dinner.
You lying little toadette. In that case, you're not hungry, are you?
She's had a dinner with pigs in blanket on the top.
Oh, spoilt to perfection,
she's
I
She's just
feel.
Not had a walk and a play in the snow.
Well, she'll sort that out very shortly. No,
go out soon.
Silly, silly, silly story of the day. Right, tonight we actually leave. I think no turning back, is there, tonight? The European Union and all that. Brexit. Mm. Brexit thing's happening. And today was the day that the Prime Minister's father... Not even joking here. The Prime Minister's father, who is, what's his name? Stanley. Stanley Johnson has applied for French citizenship. I know. You couldn't even make it up, could you? Apparently, his mother was French. And all the family are Remainers. So just Boris then. So he announced that today, before we actually leave, he's applied for a French passport. I mean, if you're French, and he said he considers himself French, why have you not said anything before now? Just that to contemplate at the moment. You hope the French will welcome him. Well, it gets him out of our hair, doesn't it, Jonathan? I hope he's going to live there as well while he's at it. Nothing's changed. Oh, Paul, don't tell us that. We were hoping for, like, Utopia to arrive at midnight. I can hear you growling and grumbling. It's not an edifying sight to hold or hear. You'll get your treats when you've had your walk. You can't have too much before you go out. No, you'll choke yourself. She's got that look on her face that says, oh no, I won't. Dolores sounds starving. Jonathan, don't believe it. Don't believe it. She's a lying little toad. Ah, Simon, so eloquently put. Can't argue with that, can I? Spot on accurate. Hello, Anthony. He is the idiot who's been wandering around. I mean, he's 80 years old now, for crying out loud. He's the one that's not been having a mask on. Because, you know, he doesn't need to if everybody else does. Another Muppet. Oh, I've run out of words. In terms of daily cases, brace yourself, 55,892, with another 964 deaths. Who was it said, because I did see this as a fleeting headline, that if you've ignored the rules, you've got blood on your hands?
I saw that.
Was it one of the medics or something? But, you know, I've been saying that since March. Good to see they've come around to my way of thinking. And Kim asked yesterday about the status of Gibraltar. They've come to an agreement over that, to maintain free movement to and from Gibraltar. So they have actually, you know, at the 11th hour...
It was an intensive care doctor.
Literally. At the 11th hour, they've sorted that out. One of the A&E doctors in London, right. Well, he's quite right. Totally agree with him. So up here, there was one nice story, which I thought was really funny. And I bet... not many people know the implication of it, which was somebody had a wedding planned for Saturday and then they went into a tier 4 lockdown. So they got told this at 3 o'clock yesterday and they were going into this tier 4 lockdown at midnight. And at that point, no weddings, full stop. So The bride rang her sister and said, it's not happening, we're going to have to put it off again. And the sister said, no, you're not, you're getting married today. So they got in touch with the vicar, who made herself available. But the vicar said to them, if you can get here by 5:30, we can do it today. And you might be wondering, you know, why 5:30 if you've got till midnight? But weddings have to take place before 6 p.m. It's an old rule. The idea of the rule, you're going to love this, was if it was dark, you might be marrying somebody and it's the wrong person. Honest to God, that's the reason. So you've got to get married within daylight, give or take. So hence 5:30. If you can make by 5:30, we can do this thing. If you can't, then no, we can't do it. And they did. And there's pictures of the wedding photographs are in the dark. Bless them. But they did manage to get married. No reception. There was only 15 allowed at the wedding and obviously no honeymoon. But they're planning celebrations later. They did actually manage to get the wedding out of the way.
Right.
Which is rather cool, isn't it?
Go for a walk. See you later.
All right. We'll see you later. I'm sure you'll be back. Oh, and we've got fireworks going off as well. So it sounds like the last days of the Somme out there. I think people are that glad to see the back of 2020 that there's going to be more celebrations than ever. Right, what have I got here? I know, you're still going on with your little self. Right. I know, but Daddy said he'll take you for a walk. So what are you stood here barking at me for? Trot! Walkies! No, she looks, she's got a face on her that says, yeah, that's all very well, but can I have some food? Hmm. Daddy's going out. He's going out with or without you. Yes, you can stand. There you go, you see. Mike's just whistled and she's disappeared. She can be very grumbly, can't she? She's obviously hormonal, bless her. Right, so Kim's saying that the state of Washington has gotten out 20% of the vaccine. We have the doses, but the stupid health department isn't saying who can get it, so it's just sitting there. Oh, words fail me. We're being told that, in fact, there was a meme going around, and I have to agree with it. We have a supermarket here called Lidl. Lidl and Aldi. I think Aldi's German. I don't know about Lidl. But their checkout operators are absolutely red hot. You've never seen anybody shift as fast as these folk. The way that they do it, the trolley goes past and you empty the trolley onto a conveyor belt. You put your trolley then at the end and they literally just throw the stuff into it and you're done. There's no hanging around and packing and all of that business. Oh, no, you're just done. And this meme that's going around Facebook is, you know, if they're having trouble with the vaccine, you know, working out how to dole out the vaccine, may I respectfully suggest that you get the Aldi checkout assistants to do it. Because there's nobody faster. I thought they're quite right, you know. Oh, Tracy, that looks amazing. Are those pine nuts? I'm not overly fond of pine nuts myself, but the rest looks amazing. Wow. Oh, if only that were gluten-free. And are they pine nuts? I need to know if they're pine nuts. Oh, traditional cake. It looks like bread rather than... Oh, that does look nice. That really does. It looks like a bread rather than a cake to me, but it looks like cheese. Oh, now, you know, and I've only just eaten. Oh, no. But that looks really, really beautiful. Amazing. Right. Is that based on case law? We can look that up. Is this about the wedding? Yeah, that was a rule. They may have changed it since, because obviously a lot of changes have happened since I studied family law, such as where you can get married. There was a limit on where you could get married. And now, as long as the venue is licensed, it doesn't matter if it's a roller coaster. But the original reason that you could not get married after a certain time in the day was literally that reason, that you might be marrying someone that you don't know. I mean, it makes sense. You know, we're talking 1600s. So, yeah, it totally makes sense. That's genuine. That is genuine. There's a lot in the law that's to be ridiculed, as Jonathan will concur. But that one, that's genuine. Lola and I are of one mind on dieting. She's not pleased, Kim. She's not. But again, I think she just wants to go out as well. It's very cold. So what we've done is we've put like a fire And one day she was curled up right next to it because we don't have the heating on throughout the house. And the next day she's like, downstairs, she moved as far away as possible from the fire because she's an Arctic dog and she wants it cold. And, you know, people look at you like, oh, you're so mean. No, that's why she's got a thick coat, because if she lives in a house where it's really, really warm, then she blows all year round because her body is trying to regulate it. So she would much rather be somewhere cool, which was just what Maya did. And they both have very thick and perfect coats. She'd sleep in the garden if she could, but, you know, obviously that's a bit too damp. So we're trying, bless her. But in the evening, she turns into, excuse me, you've not turned the blanket on. Could you possibly turn the electric blanket on? Thank you very much. And then she goes into a completely different mode. And she's upside down with like a back legs splayed and her front paws right over her head like a kangaroo, taking up the entire bed. Absolutely the entire bed. There was one day last week I ended up with this triangle. I think I mentioned it because she'd licked the corner of the bed and it was absolutely sopping wet. Anyway, I got some of the bed last night. She must have severely miscalculated. But yeah, it worked great. I thought it was pine knots. Pine knots were recommended to me about 4 years ago as being, I like cashews and I like peanuts. I like dry roasted peanuts, I like honey roasted peanuts. I'm not fond of things like walnuts or Brazil nuts, but I thought cashew nuts were gorgeous. And then this recipe recommended pine nuts and said that if you like cashew nuts, you probably like pine nuts. So we got some pine nuts and I thought, well, I'll try one out of the bag and see what they're like. And the answer was they tasted like furniture. They really did have a taste that was like smelling pine furniture. And I said to Mike, I can't eat that. I can't. I would just heave at the thought that no, pine nuts, not for me. But Mike, I think he did finish them. But no, I couldn't. Not even having them roasted or something. They just did not. I guess that they're a very unusual flavour for a nut. But I'm not a fan of pine furniture. Mike loves pine furniture. I think it, I'm more like, because it's so organic, like the patterns don't match, and that sets me OCD off. So I'd much rather have like plain, but he quite liked pine, but I think he's come around to my way of thinking. But he will eat the pine nuts. Me, no, can't eat pine nuts. But at least I can now tell a pine nut by looking at it, because otherwise I would have thought they were like a certain kind of peanut. But it looks absolutely gorgeous. Don't think I've ever made anything that looks as good as that. It does remind me of Simon and his breads. We definitely need to see more of Simon and his breads. Both German and owned by brothers. I wasn't sure about Lidl, but I knew Aldi was. But they just have the staff trained. They remind me of the staff from Quicksave a few years ago. At the point that all the big boys, Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, all of the big boys were putting in barcode scanners. Quicksave just trained the staff to remember the price. So they didn't need to put silly little labels on with the price. As you went up to the checkout at Quicksave, they would pick up an item and just put the price in. Pick up the next item, put the price in. They weren't scanning it. They knew the price of every item in the shop. And they were way quicker. You were stuck at Tesco with it. Beep, beep, beep. Unexpected item. Please put it in again. But in there, they were just putting the prices in. Boom, 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 boom. And you were done. 5 minutes and you were out. Didn't matter if you had 3 basketfuls. You were out. So it was faster than going into Tesco. It probably still is, to be honest. Jonathan the pine nuts. You love them. Jonathan. Oh, no. No, not pine nuts. Do you remember when the co-op didn't put prices on goods, the only on the shelves and the stuff just... Exactly, Simon. I didn't know the co-op did it. We do have a co-op round the corner. Ah, Quicksave, you meant that one. Yeah, I don't think the co-op did that. We only had a tiny co-op. But Quicksave, they memorised the prices. They were stunning. Without exception, their staff were amazing. There was nothing that... You couldn't have like a systems failure because they could just write the prices down and then total it up. They were amazing. We had a quite a large Quicksave in Sale. And one night, I think Mum went there. She liked that one. For certain things she did. She went all over for different things. I mean, I couldn't be doing with it. I would want to go to one shop and be done. But she would go to different shops for different things. And one night, there was a lot of fire engines going through sale. And we had no idea what was going on. And the following morning, there was lots of pictures all over the website, the local paper. And the place had set on fire. I don't know whether that was, whether somebody had actually done it or not. I can't remember that far back. But the store obviously had to close down. And it never reopened again as a quick save. It is now a very big, what do they call it? British Heart Foundation, like charity shop. But it doesn't have like books in it and stuff. It's got the big things like furniture. So it was really sad that never came back. I think there are still quick saves elsewhere, unless they got bought out. I don't know. But that was what happened with it, unfortunately. And Mum said, it'll take me ages to do the shopping now because they were so quick. They really were. Right. Boris really takes after his dad. He does, doesn't he? They look like twins, even given the age difference. In fact, all the family look quite similar. They've all got like that mop of blonde hair. And the new baby, who was pictured doing, I think it was the Downing Street official photographer, took a photo of him doing a card. There was a card exchange system for this Christmas for people who were lonely. And this lady made a card and she was told it was going to a VIP, but she didn't know who. And then a card came back and it was from Boris and his family. And then there were the photographs of, what's his name? Wilf. Wilf, the child, doing the painting on it with his hands. So he put the hands on it. But he looks exactly the same as his dad as well. They all look like clones of each other. Oh, Kim loves Brazil nuts and pistachio. No, don't eat any of those. Salted peanuts I can cope with. But I don't tend to eat that many of them. They're far too salty. When I was a kid, I used to much prefer dry roasted. The reason I stopped eating nuts for a long time was my teeth and the state of them. Like, don't tempt fate by chewing anything like that. So when they were all done, it was like, I'm going to treat myself to some cashew nuts. And I did. But they're not, I mean, the salted cashew nuts are gorgeous, but these are just plain cashew nuts. They're a bit tricky to get hold of at the moment. Because we can't buy them in the way we used to. Used to get them from Costco. But Costco's open, it's shut, it's open, it's shut. I can't keep up. So we can't really replace that at the moment. So we're being very frugal with those and eking them out with dry roasted. Which I must admit, I'm not finding half as palatable as I used to. So either my tastes have changed or I much prefer the cashews, one or the other. I'll have to see where that goes. €40 a kilo. Wow. But you know, I can imagine that because when you look at it, it's very intricate to make it, isn't it? All the shapes and stuff on the top. That's just gorgeous. So I can well imagine it. You've made it diabetic friendly. Wow. Is that just taking the sugar out or is there more to it than that? Because Mum found when she was testing gluten-free recipes that, you know, you were taking out stuff that wasn't necessarily the gluten thing, but you couldn't put that in without the gluten. And then you had to put stuff in. And then you had to put stuff in with the stuff that you put in because you can't put the stuff that you put in without the other stuff. It was like a scientific experiment. She did indeed post a picture of it. I've got the link, but it should be higher up in the chat. But there you go. There's the link to Tracy's toy. You never pay that much for any food. Sucrose free. That is a good idea. I know a lot of people, when they say they're going to, you know, try and make it diabetic friendly, they take the sugar out and they replace it with that powdered stuff, like saccharin, only it's not. It's the stuff that's as light as a feather. And the second it touches any liquid, it just disappears. But apparently, I think in the States, some of that's been banned. So I don't fancy stuff like that. So when I made the decision to not have sugar in my tea, I didn't put sweetener in it. Now, Mike's mother wanders around with pocketfuls of sweetener. And she's like, oh, surely you must have some of this. Like, no, it's chemicals and I'm not putting it anywhere near myself. I'd rather have the sugar if I was having it. It's a bit like butter. I'm not overly fond of margarines or spread substitutes. Because when you see them having gone off, they're vile. And it puts me right off. So I don't eat stuff like that. I'd rather have the butter. My mum always used to get salt-free butter because she had high blood pressure. But to be honest, it didn't matter what she ate. She always had high blood pressure. Her blood pressure was off the scale. Off the scale. And I think what made it worse was you can't inadvertently take somebody's blood pressure. Not like pointing a temperature gun at them and they had sunglasses on and didn't see you. You know if somebody's taking your blood pressure. And the second somebody would take her blood pressure, it would instantly triple. She was that wound up about having it taken and she never really got past that. So in relation to what she ate, I don't think it made that much of a difference. But Mike's mother's absolutely hooked on sweeteners. None of those, Tracy, were the one I was thinking of. I think it's the, yes, that's stevia. I think it's that, but there's another name for it. I can't remember what the other name is. But not good. And yeah, Kim says sugar substitutes make you ill. They don't taste the same. They can have quite an aftertaste. The first time I said to my mum, do you know what, Mum, I'd rather do without, was some strawberries. And I would always have strawberries with sugar. And she said, I've got you some of this stuff. There's a brand name in the UK. It's in a green pot. But like I say, it's like stevia is what it is. And I put some, you know, and you can, and the advert was you could put it on with a spoon, i.e. it wasn't a sugar substitute you put in your tea and you press the top of a pot. You could use a spoon. So I fell for it. Well, Mum fell for it. And I'm like, OK, I'll try it. And I picked some out and I poured some over the thing. It disappeared. So I'm left with these strawberries thinking, where did that go? Because the second it gets in the air, it just disintegrates. Then I ate a strawberry. Oh, it was vile. The aftertaste was just vile. So I said to Mum, I'm going to have it without. And the strawberries on their own, do you know what? They are more than palatable. But I think in our family, I think probably from my gran's day, there was a mentality that if you had sugar, you were rich. Because in the war, everything was rationed and sugar in particular, because it wasn't an essential. So she wanted to put sugar with everything to say, look, we're well off, you know, look, we can afford to have you around for tea because we've got some sugar. Everything had sugar with it. And it's not necessary. So now we don't buy sugar. There's absolutely no need. In here, there's two things that Mike and I just sort of laugh about all the time. One was sugar. Mum would go out and she'd be buying 3 bags of sugar a week. I've no idea what she did with it. But, oh, I need more sugar. And the other was salt. Because my father would put salt on a meal before he had even tasted it. How did he know it needed salt? He put salt on everything. Mum shouldn't have had salt because she had high blood pressure. But she did like things like salt and vinegar crisps. She was lethal with her salt and vinegar crisps. But what's comical is, if you looked at our purchases through the year for groceries, there's no sugar on there and there's no salt. Until you come to about November and then it's like, is there a bag of salt on there? Oh, which one size would you like? Biggest they've got is for the front path. We wouldn't eat it. We put it out on the front path. So no, we don't have any of that. Not even if we're putting something with it. Because I think you can get flavour from other things. And Dad wasn't exactly adventurous in that. But we've been having omelette and we would have a plain omelette. But I said to Mike, you know, it's Christmas, let's treat ourselves. And we got some blue Stilton. And the blue Stilton in the omelette is to die for. But you certainly don't need to be sticking salt in it as an extra. My mum, if she did an omelette, would put salt in it and pepper. That's the way you make an omelette, she said. And she put salt and pepper in it. And then when I grew up, I'm like, do you know what? It's much better without. And I am not eating this garbage that passes itself off as butter. Can I have some with salt in it? Like it's supposed to taste. So that was what I did with that. But yeah, stevia's the name of it. But what's the local brand? Was it Canderel? Canderel rings a bell. There was a green one and a red one. Is it Kanda? I'm not sure about the spelling of that. No, that's something to do with the World of Warcraft. That's interesting. No, I'm sure there was one called something like Kandarel or Kandaral. That looks hopeful. That's in Spanish. That's not helpful in the slightest. Not to me, it's not. Maybe it's a Spanish thing. And that one says Bulgaria. Why don't I try sweetener at Tesco? Sugar substitute. Right, give me some brand names. Give me some brand names. That's not brand names. Oh, here we go. Tesco. That should have some brand names. Splendor was one. There you go. Kandarel. I was right. And the other one, the green one, in tea, it's Sweetex. And beyond that, oh, it says Kandarel Stevia Blend. So it's all the same garbage, isn't it? I think the other one is now called Truvia. And on the little pot there, £5 this thing is. It's £20 a kilo. Crying out loud. And on the picture, it's a cup of coffee or tea, and there's a spoon hovering over it with what looks like sugar in it, which isn't. It's this Truvia. And that's how they particularly sell it. But it's such a bitter aftertaste. It's horrible. Horrible. Simon's the same with white coat syndrome. My mum was lethal. I swear to God, you could see her blood pressure at boiling point when they came into the room. In fact, even before they said, "We'll take your blood pressure," she was thinking they're going to want to take my blood pressure, and up it would shoot. Oh, you try and avoid the sugar substitutes as well. I don't see the need for them. Either have the sugar or don't. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you want a bar of chocolate, just have it. There's sugar in it. Be done with it. But don't try replacing it with something else, because one, it won't be what you want anyway. And two, it's probably doing you more harm. When you see what that stuff looks like when it gets damp or it's added and there's a residue. Oh, it's vile. Just leave it alone. Terrible. Oh, Anthony had his blood pressure done at his GP's week before Christmas. Hi for you. Don't worry about it. We've noticed everyone's blood pressure is high when they come into the building now. Hey, at least they've got a sense of humour, Anthony. Well, mum was like that before it was trendy. I think it was because, you know, she felt fight or flight. If they tell you your blood pressure's high, you know, "Oh, Mrs. Giles, this is really serious. Your blood pressure's incredibly high." What can she do about it? It is what it is. And the fact it's going to be higher because you're taking it, you know, they never took that into consideration at all. But it was true. She got so wound up about it, and she got wound up about it because she said to me, you know, "What can I do about it? She can eat properly. She can eat what she's supposed to eat and avoid certain things." And she did. And it didn't make that much difference. So the next thing she could do was live on blood pressure pills, which they gave to my granddad, and he died with them. His blood pressure was all over the place. They said he was fine. Next day, he dropped dead. And then it was like, well, possibly he had too many of these blood pressure pills, hence his blood pressure being all over the place. So mum said, "I'm not taking them. It is what it is, and that's that." She said, "I don't feel ill until I start taking these blood pressure pills, and then it's all over the place." And I'm pretty much the same. You know, leave me alone. Leave me. The thought of things like the first time I went to the dentist, which was back in, I mean, not the first time ever, but the first time I went back, my blood pressure would have been off the scale. Literally off the scale. What's the point in taking it then and then saying, "Oh dear, it's a bit high"? You don't say. This is not a big surprise to me. So, of course, where are you when they're taking your blood pressure? In hospital or at the doctor's? And where is the last place on earth I would want to be? At the doctor's or in hospital. So I'm not surprised it's a bit on the high side. But they've never actually said to me it's anything to worry about. So I think mine is as near normal as you're going to get. So that they've never actually said that to me. But they it was the first words out of their mouth with her. And it also, which didn't help matters, you know, just imagine a woman. "I don't know if you know, but you know what? Your blood pressure's quite high." And she found that so condescending. So she didn't like that either. Oh weren't taking her anywhere. It was a scream, I'll tell you that. So Kim says, in baking, I will many times substitute applesauce instead of sugar or honey, sometimes orange juice. You absolutely can do that. So why would you put this chemical stuff in it? That there was a programme on a while back and it started a kind of expose. I can't remember. We used to have some documentary type things, Panorama. I mean, going back years, there was World in Action. These were investigative documentary type things that deep dived areas. It could have been Panorama, and they deep dived this stevia thing, and it was horrific. It really affected sales afterwards. But, you know, people fall back into what they were doing before. But you can certainly substitute it for a lot of other things. Honey's supposed to be very good, isn't it? Is that Manuka honey? You're supposed to be able to use that on skin and all sorts, and it's supposed to be amazing stuff. I tend not to substitute it for anything because I just decided I wasn't having sugar anymore. So I cut out sugar, cut out salt. So mine was wheat-free, salt-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. Did I say starch-free? Because that's potatoes. There was no potatoes in it. Basically, it was when there was any food left. That's what it was. The only thing I wasn't was vegan. Because if I'd have been vegan as well, the plate would have been empty. So I could sit down to a steak and that would be fine, but I wouldn't particularly need to put anything with it. I see, though, Tesco are having how on earth do you pronounce that? Veganuary, as in January, but vegan. I don't know if that would work for me. I think I'd be possibly okay if I could have the cheese, but I cut down on the cheese because I went dairy-free, so I didn't have the cheese either. So without the cheese and without the eggs, there wouldn't be much of an omelette either, would there? Yeah, it's a nightmare what you're supposed to be eating and what you're not. So before the war, Kim's grandmother had just brought over 100 pounds of sugar for canning preserves. They're plenty during the war. That's brilliant. Gran had not much. Gran had what ration she had, and that was it. You did, Simon, in it. That is so funny. I'm exactly the same. I keep my blood sample to myself. They really have to try hard. Like you say, they can slap and slap and slap. It doesn't actually do any good whatsoever. Stevia isn't a chemical, it's a plant. Well, maybe it's what they do with it. Because this documentary was absolutely terrifying. But it still tastes vile. Okay, Simon, so Manuka honey's not special, it's marketing. I had heard that, I don't know. I don't know any better than that. From memory, it was somebody who had something wrong with a leg and they were putting Manuka honey on it. Then, for whatever the reason, they ended up in prison and they couldn't get access to the Manuka honey. And this leg went very nasty. Then they came out, then they put the Manuka honey back on it again and then the leg was fine. Now, I don't know any more than that. I don't know what the issue was. No idea, but that was what I heard. But you never... These days, I don't believe a thing. That was just what I heard. Loving that, Kim. Everything's made of chemicals. It's not where it comes from, is it? It's what they do to it to make it preserve, you know, add preservatives or whatever. They can't leave well alone. I mean, when I first was diagnosed gluten intolerant, I thought, well, I'll have soup. Soup will be fine. So I'd go and I'd look at some soup. Now, obviously, if the soup is like really thick broth type stuff, it's got to be thickened with something and it tends to be wheat flour. But you'd pick up a tin of tomato soup that was not thick at all. And you'd look at the back and the stuff that would be in it, you'd never eat it. There was gluten in it. There was wheat flour in it. There was all sorts in it. And you're thinking, have you ever thought of just putting tomatoes in the tomato soup and being done? The only thing that wasn't listed on the label was tomatoes. So the only soup that I could ever have was kokoliki, which is really thin, but there was no gluten in it at all. So you look at the stuff that has got gluten in it and I stand looking at it in the supermarket thinking, where is this gluten in this banana? As I'm stood looking at, because the label says it's got wheat flour in it. It's crazy stuff these days. Crazy stuff. Anthony has narrow arteries in the legs because you have lots of cardiac catheterizations in the 70s when they were not as careful as they are now. That gets coded as... No, I know. Arterial... Yeah, I'm nearly there. I'm halfway there, aren't I? Arterial scoliosis. There you go. Nearly there. Has had a pharmacist from the health centre bring you to advise you to go on statins and antiplatelets and explained with my legs arteries were narrow and he agreed it wasn't indicated. Now, that's interesting, this statins thing. Statins is... If you hadn't known your stuff, you'd have been on medications you don't need. That's the thing. That's the issue, isn't it? My mum was very much anti-taking anything she didn't particularly need. And clearly she wasn't any worse without the blood pressure pills. But she could have been bad with them because they took my granddad that bad. He died. So she was very much, I don't want to take them. So she would do other things instead. And that's how I am. You know, if I don't particularly need that, then I won't. But the statins, Chidge hurt his leg. And for reasons best known to themselves, they put him on statins. He ended up that he couldn't walk. And the more of these statins, they were saying, oh, yes, you're getting worse. Here, take more statins. The more statins he took, the worse he got. This went on for about 3 months to the point he literally couldn't hobble up for Eucharist. He was ooching and ouching and like couldn't put his foot on the floor. Now, to add insult to injury, in the meanwhile, he was umpiring. He's a cricket umpire. So he umpires for about 6 months of the year. Something happened and he ended up getting hit on the leg by the ball and that was it. He ended up on crutches. Till Nina in the end said, for God's sake, I'm sick of this. And she took the statins and threw them down the toilet. Do you know, he was all right in 2 weeks. Back to where he was. So I don't know what it is with statins. There was a big, big fuss over them about 2 years ago here. With statins aren't doing you any good. I don't know what they're supposed to be given for. What would you have that indicated statins would be a good idea for you? I don't know. But he had had a heart issue. So, these are the answer to it. This is what you need. Till in the end, his muscles wasted away to nothing. And that was why he couldn't put any weight on his foot. I don't know what on earth they would be doing to you that caused muscle wastage. Nina putting them down the toilet was the best thing that ever happened. And he's like, but I've got to take them. The doctor said I've got to take them. And she said, and I'm saying you're not. So within about 3 days, he was walking again. And 2 weeks later, he was back to absolute normal. So he will not take a statin now at all. But they do flush them out quite a bit. They're quite happy sharing those. But they do seem to like to give you pills. You'll be a bit tricky to cook for. I'm still off the potato, but I think I have had to accept that, you know, I'm going to have to add more back in. So I don't really want starch and potato, but I have added like a little bit of cheese in. I do eat eggs. It's mainly sugars that I don't eat. But there you go. Hello, Paul. How are you? Just got to be a hearsay story. It could well be, Simon. I don't know. It could be marketing, like you're saying. You've got good bees in Australia. Honey is sterile. Maybe it's that. This leg thing was something like maybe a leg ulcer, something like that. So maybe it was an infection thing. Oh, your dad used to keep bees. I stayed at a caravan park once and the guy who owned it was a beekeeper, but I never went anywhere near it. I was petrified. I was only young and petrified. Bees to me mate, being stung rather than honey. I didn't eat honey. Totally agree, Simon. There are many other factors that were involved. So maybe it was just one more thing. I don't know. But it was cured when they came out and put it back on again. Part of that could be in their mind. If they believe that they're going to be cured, then they're going to be cured anyway. So I don't know. Good night, Jonathan. Statins cut down cholesterol. That would make sense in relation to why they were giving it to him, because he'd already had a heart issue. So maybe that was why they were giving them. But it seems to be like you're taught to trust doctors, aren't you? This is how Harold Shipman got away with it, because you're taught to trust doctors. I'm totally the opposite. Whatever you are, doctor or dentist, you're going to have to prove to me you know what you're talking about. Once you prove you know what you're talking about and I trust you, then we'll be fine. But until that point, no, not really. But a lot of people, like my grandmother, were so trusting. She would never, ever question anything a doctor says. But as Anthony's pointed out, you know more about your own health and your own body than even your doctor, much less, because that does annoy me. You know, when you go into the pharmacy and then they start giving you chapter and verse on what you should eat and shouldn't eat and what you should do and shouldn't do, what drugs you should have, in the full earshot of everybody else in the store. That annoys me. You go into a doctor's and it's a private room. You go into a dentist, it's a private room. You go into a pharmacy and they broadcast everything that's on your prescription list in detail. Trust me, I've sat there and heard other people. I'm not doing that. That's just bad news, that. And if you say anything, they look at you like, oh, well, aren't you precious? You know, that you don't want your private medical history bandied about to everybody. But you know your own body best. Some people, though, don't seem to care about that at all. I don't get that, but that's just me. Oh, no, Deb said she got small arteries in her legs. Must be a thing, that. All drugs have side effects, even homeopathy. That's a bit tricky, Simon, that one. All drugs are capable of having unwanted side effects, and how they affect different people will be different. Would you say homeopathy can have an unwanted side effect if you're saying it doesn't do anything? If it can't cure, if it can have a negative impact, then surely it can have a positive impact. I guess that depends on whether you think it could ever have a positive impact or whether it's all in the mind. Have I ever had anything? No, I don't think I've ever had a negative thing. But there again, I follow the rules. I know what I'm doing with it. But I can imagine, yeah, if you think, I'll take one of these. Oh, well, that I feel a little bit better. Now I'll take the bottle. Yeah, that's probably not the best idea you've ever had. But that's the same with anything. But doctors often don't seem to look at the person. They seem to treat the illness and ignore the person. But the person's lifestyle, their mentality, everything about that person will have an impact on how effective what they're prescribing you will be for the condition. I don't personally think you can ever separate out the person from the illness. But the worst doctors treat the illness and they seem to be completely oblivious to the fact that the illness is hosted within a person and not everybody is the same. They're the worst kind as far as I'm concerned. But we all know how weird I am. They literally don't work, which is unwanted. But that's not. An unwanted side effect to me is something that you can say, oh, it made me itch, or it turned my skin purple. That's a side effect. So if homeopathy does nothing, then it shouldn't be doing that, should it? Because if it's capable of doing that, then it's capable of doing some good in the right circumstance. So I don't know. Myostosis with statins, inflammation of muscles. Hello, Alex. Well, Chidgey's muscles just vanished and he lost the ability to stand without crutches or a stick. So that was what happened with him and he had to build that up. But, one of the options could have been, well, keep taking them, but build the muscle up. But he couldn't because the pain was that bad. He couldn't move it. It was horrible to watch him because he's only what now? About 67, 68. But he was as fit as a flea. He played golf every day. He did his umpiring Saturday and Sunday for 6 months of the year. He was a really fit fella. And to see it just within days, he couldn't do a thing. It's not good, is it? How are you doing, Paul? Took the day off playing with ScreenFlow, Audio Hijack and Loopback. Didn't realise how late it got. Well, we're still here. We're still here, Paul. Glad you had fun with it all. What are you recording? Let us know that. I was playing with new software as well, which was very naughty of me. I should have been done with doing other things, but there you go. Not doing anything's the side effect. Okay, Simon, not doing is the side effect, but my experience has been different to yours, but I don't know if you've ever actually tried it working within the rules, or whether it's just, if you pick a bottle off the shelf, that's probably not going to do you any good. It's the mixing and concoctions and stuff. And it isn't whether I think it does me any good. I treated Mayer as like the ultimate test because he didn't know what he was having. He was taking that in like, you know, oh, here, good boy, have some cheese. And the fact that there's like three pills inside it and it cured him. But maybe it was coincidence. I don't mind. Everything's a calculated risk, Kim. It is. I mean, some people can say, like penicillin, don't give it me. It'll kill me. But 99% of people seem fine with it. It just depends. The whole thing depends. Oh, we're having treats now, we're back.
Yes.
Why have we got a dirty face?
I said if you came in, you could have treats. Because I've been throwing snowballs at her and she's been eating them.
You look like adamant. You've got a stripe right under your left eye. What are you looking at like? Oh, honestly. I've got... Let me just sniff that. Oh, yeah. Still not got COVID. Come on. Oh, you're a good girl. Right, so it's a well-known adverse reaction. Right, okay, fair enough. Oh, Paul's been buying software as well. Fulga. I reckon Anthony should be on retainer with them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we know Jonathan bought it straight away. I've never known Jonathan buy anything that fast, but he did that. So you should definitely be on retainer. So what have you been recording, Paul?
Are you back?
Right. All right, so we're having the full one now. Oh, look at that. See that? That's a red one, and it's the last treat of 2020. We're doing pause for it, aren't we? High five. High five. Oh, that was fast. Good girl. Right, off she toddles with it. Get them in the drawer before she comes back. Nothing really. Oh, I thought we were going to get to see something. Just trying to get it all to work together and sound okay. I've got a shock mount, microphone, boom, arriving on Sunday. Want to start recording videos? Excellent. And what will we see from you? Let us know. Right, what's that in relation? Hang on, going back up there. Oh, right, yep, got that sorted, right. So how was she on her walk?
She was fine.
She enjoyed herself.
She did.
And what did she think of the fireworks?
She didn't see them.
Stroke mortar bombs. Yes, I'm sure she could hear them.
Oh, she ignored them.
She's amazing, isn't she? I mean, we know for a fact she's not deaf. But wow, she just totally ignores them.
She's deaf when it suits.
That's selective Samoid
like,
deafness.
Like, come in.
Selective Samoid deafness is what it is. Yeah, she doesn't understand the word come in. It's amazing, isn't it, how good she is with do you want to come outside? She's excellent with that. Oh, and Paul's got music in the background during his videos as well. Excellent. Sounds fabulous. Sounds fabulous. So what tutorials are you going to be doing? Have you seen the thing from Tracy? Her
yeah,
bready cakey thing?
I saw that before I went out.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Without yeah. The pine nuts.
But Jonathan likes pine nuts.
Jonathan likes pine nuts. So if ever I get pine nuts, they're heading Jonathan's
way. You don't like pine nuts, do you?
No, I can't be doing with pine nuts. Definitely not. They're a definite one. Oh, demos of apps. What apps are you thinking of? I've been deep in Notion today, trying to make it work. It's on a bit of a go slow at the moment. If anybody else has been using Notion, tell me that yours is on a go slow as well, because mine's been dire and so's yours. So much so, I said to Mike, I can't possibly show this tomorrow. We'll spend all night loading two pages. We will have to see how we go. What else have we been up to? Oh, we created something, didn't we? That we may
did.
Or may. Yeah, I think we probably will share that tomorrow. It's not finished yet. We need to finish that off after the show. But yes, we've got that to follow along with. And, oh, and it's the last day of the year. So, New Year's Eve party. We're actually having a New Year's party, aren't we, on Saturday?
Yeah.
At Brooklands.
Yeah, to which you're all invited.
Feel free to join us and pick your favourite songs. The opening one I think we should open with is a classic, and I know Jonathan likes it.
We'll stick it in the spreadsheet.
So we're going to stick that one in the spreadsheet. Well, we can share the theme, can't we? Only I've forgotten because it's three. So read it out properly. I know the gist of it.
Hopes, dreams and new beginnings.
Yes, kick 2020 into touch. Hopes, dreams and new beginnings. I have actually got, because I said dream, didn't I? Got one for dream. Got one for new beginnings. There's actually a song called New Beginnings. That left hope. Of which there was quite a few songs, I suppose. Have we had much in the way of suggestions, or is it going to be left up to us?
Probably be left to us. We might get some tomorrow.
You never know, but if you think of anything you want to join us, feel free. So we contemplated that as well, didn't we? The lights on the Christmas tree need new batteries, don't they, Mike? Have you seen the state of that?
Yeah.
I got this little set of battery-powered lights, and it took three double A's, I believe. They're still lit. Some more so than others, but I think they need new batteries. I should have thought of that when I bought them. Instead of getting one that worked off a USB, that would have been a much better idea. But never mind.
Alex says another one bites the dust, Queen.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Put that in, Mike.
I'll stick that in.
Dreamweaver, what was the Dreamweaver thing in relation to? Demos. Demos of Dreamweaver. Whoa, it's a while since I used that.
Unless that's a song.
There you go. Papa got a brand new bag. Isn't that Pig Bag?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that one well. You make me feel brand new. That's a good one, Simon. I'm loving these. Oh, the Dreamweaver song. Right, okay. Michael, find all these and put them in the spreadsheet. I've got a shiny new page in my Notion staring at me right now, which is the one we've been working on. And now I've actually, you know, when you build something, you think, it's perfect. And then you look at it and you think, darn it. I'm at that stage. I've got a darn it moment on. I put some icons in it and I've just realised that's not going to work. It looks appalling. So I'm going to have to do that a different way, I'm afraid. I don't know how that happened. I've put an envelope icon on it, but it's not going to work. Not like that, it's not. Oh, that's not working at all. So let's see if I can improve the look of that. There we go, that's what I want. Let's see if that looks any better. And I thought it was perfect. I really should, you know, just accept things aren't ever going to be perfect. Now, you see, that looks much better. No idea which one's which anymore, but I'll find it. So, yes, we've been working hard on that. Behind with the mail, obviously, but you know it's New Year. I will get all of that sorted. I did put a week's worth of mails together, didn't I, for the reminders? So all of that was done. It's just to do the Mac Bites one, I need to know exactly what I'm doing. And I never know exactly what I'm doing. But I have got suggestions from various folk and all of that's been done. So I should be able to sort that out. Will you be showing us how to add more days in bulk for the new year in Notion? I can certainly do that. I intend to do... Last year, we did do an import. And then we had to go through and change the names, which is still true. There's no way around that. It's just the way that Notion handles it. But Notion, of course, being hosted in a browser, one of the advantages is if there's a bug in it, they can fix it within days and it's all updated. Everybody gets it at the same time because it's an online service. The downside of that is they constantly seem to be changing things. So one of the options was in the name column, if something's just got text in it, you could copy from somewhere else and paste into it. And what you did was, in effect, you would be pasting over what's in there already, irrespective of what it is, which would have been fabulous. And that was working about 10 days ago. And then Mike said to me, I thought you could copy and paste over the names. And I said, of course you can. I did it last week. So I came to it and I did exactly the same thing. And now it's not working. So you are pretty much at the mercy of what they've turned off this week. So a workflow that you had might no longer work. importing them, I have a whole series of bulk importers, all doing various jobs. But instead of doing it like the one demo I showed you last year, I've refined the entire process so a lot of the work can happen outside Notion. And then at the point you're ready to bring that into Notion, you know, it's a simple import from Notion. The bulk importer bit is where I've color coded everything so you know what you are bringing in, what you're not bringing in, what you're going to lose, what you can add, and how you can do it. So it'll go beyond just importing into the days, because we also did importing into the weeks and a lot more besides. So yes, it will, but it will go beyond that. I'll probably do a basic one early and then work up to a week where I show you how I get a lot of the data in. So things like, you know, I think the last import was about 150 episodes of Marooned, and they were just boom, 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 they're there. I didn't need to change anything in that. The dates were right, the show titles were right, the whole thing was right. When you're importing it into days, that's when you get a problem, depending on what you decide to name the day. Though I'll explain all about that when you can actually see what I'm talking about. But yes, is the short answer. We will cover that. Tracy says she thinks it was Alistair who first mentioned it. No, it wasn't. Alistair replied to something that somebody else had said, possibly Jonathan, but I think you'll find it was Anthony who was first. Mentioned it in the chat in Marooned, early-ish in one episode. And in the same episode... Jonathan had gone off, downloaded the trial, installed it and bought it. He was like, whoa, Jonathan, didn't see your wallet move. So, no, it was kudos to Anthony for that. Alistair followed up with it. Yes, I will show you all of those different bulk importers. What I'm doing is actually looking in mine. And what I'm trying to do with Notion 2021 is build like a vanilla system that would work for anybody. But obviously mine has the basics of that vanilla system, but then there's additions to it that, you know, if those additions weren't there, it wouldn't work. So we've got all of the Brooklands things, we've got all of the MacBytes things, and they hook into the core system. So the Brooklands stuff and the MacBytes stuff hook into the days and the weeks and the months and the quarters. But they run alongside it rather than being part of the core system. The core system should be plain enough to for anybody to build it and be able to use it. So I've got to work out what should go in there and maybe some extensions from last year. There's definitely scope to add a few bits in that I didn't put in last year. I've also changed in a way how I'm actually working with the data. So I think tomorrow is going to be more of a, we've got the mortar bombs back. Tomorrow's probably going to be more of a show and tell of this is the basic system. This is what I've got. And these are the additions. Then I'm intending to build it in the MacBytes Notion account, because this time last year when we did it, we were limited in terms of the number of records we could create. But this time this year, obviously that's gone. So I can build the entire thing in the demo. So it's a clean system, but I will probably refer back to mine to show you what things then look like, because that plain vanilla system's okay, but really that's the paddling to stand still. If that would be good enough to get you to a point of like very basics, but it's the stuff on top of that that takes you to the next level with content creation or whatever it is you want to do. But you need that solid foundation. So yes, we're starting completely from scratch. But throughout the year, every time I've come to a bit where I've thought, and obviously it was more important this year because we had Maroon to deal with. The after hours we might bulk import in terms of maybe so few it wasn't worth bothering with. You know, if you're going to bulk import four, don't bother. But this year, we've been able to predict more accurately when the after hours would be because of being in lockdown. They've been on a Friday, but as you know, sometimes they're on a Saturday and sometimes they were a YouTube premiere. But this year's been predictable. So once you hit June, it was like, I'm not leaving the house this side Christmas. So we'll import 25 episodes of after hours. And that way it makes it worthwhile. At that point, I needed a different bulk importer. I needed one that would import into the underlying shows table. Now, the same thing, the same bulk importer that let me import episodes of Marooned, well, that's exactly the same as would let me import After Hours or even MacBytes. Anything that goes into that table can use the same bulk importer. But to make it easier for me, if I create a spreadsheet, which is the bulk importer, then I can have one sheet that's for Marooned and another sheet that's for After Hours and another sheet that's for MacBytes. And that way I can just do a drag fill for the numbers or the dates, which just makes it a whole lot easier. There's some things that you cannot bulk import. So even though you should be able to, the posters don't work. But what you can do is you need to know that that column's there. What I do with it is I colour code it to say, yeah, but you're not dealing with it at this point. So that one's dimmed out. And then when I get all the shows in there and they've got no artwork at all, then I grab hold of them and I apply the artwork. And you can do that en masse as well. So you can apply the same MacBytes holding poster to 26 episodes of MacBytes with one click, if you know where to click and what to do with it. So yes, I will be doing all of that. We're still talking about Johnny and his demo. Yes, he did. He did a PDF for us of an output. And I think, didn't he say he did the PDF before he bought it? But it was an instant buy. The reason it being an instant buy is that it is on offer until probably 11 o'clock tonight. I think the guy's in Europe, isn't he?
I think he's in Germany.
So they're an hour ahead. So at least until 11 o'clock tonight, there's a 40% discount on it. It is €48. I think you need to put your VAT on that as well, if you've got VAT. But it's €48. Whether that is any good to you or not depends on whether you make a lot of those kind of diagrams, documents, guides. Obviously, with what Jonathan does, he does, we do. I'm guessing Anthony does. And plus, if you had Clarify and you're looking for a replacement, it's as near as you'll get now. So that was why it was mentioned and why I guess it was instantly bought. People are buying before 11 o'clock tonight. So you've got 3 hours to go and have a look at it. If you don't know what we're talking about, I'll put the link in. Let's go and get that. I think it's .me, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know whether that sale might go on a little bit on the basis that the business sale is still there from November. But on the safe side, 11 o'clock tonight. So it's an application that allows you to make step-by-step tutorials by taking screenshots, annotating them, and then writing some text up next to them. So you'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you've used Clarify. Before that, there was screen steps. Before that, there was my manuals. After that, there were step shot guides. They all do the same kind of thing. But every single one of them has gone and died. Whereas this one is brand new. So that's the idea with it anyway. Paul's finding it useful for capturing screenshots too, for when you're buying stuff. Yeah, whenever I buy anything, I screenshot. Now, how I do it is I use the internal Mac mechanism, which is Command-Shift-4, but I have it wired to a button on my mouse, so I only have to click the button on the mouse. Then there's that entire Hazel rule system, which tidies up the desktop and shoves them where they need to be. So that's how I do it. But it is critical that you do that. There was once, and it's actually happened more than once, I've never had an argument, but I had an argument the first time. I bought some stuff on sale from Audible, and it should have been fine. What I was seeing was the price, and I think it was like a $3 sale or a £3 sale. So I put the stuff in the basket, and when I got to the end, it was like, yeah, that's fine. It's going to cost like, you know, £12. And I checked out, and then I got the receipt from Audible, and it was like £49.50. And I thought, pardon. But if I hadn't taken the screenshots, how on earth would I have been able to prove that? So when I get onto the chat, basically they'd stopped the sale early, but they hadn't updated the pages. So, you know, I had screenshots that said £12. So she argued and argued and said I'd bought it in the wrong way. I mean, how you can buy something in the wrong way, I don't know. And I said, no, I can guarantee you I've got screenshots. And I put links to these screenshots. And before you knew it, I got a refund. So, yes, I absolutely do that. It would be, when you think about it, when it's a multi-step process purchasing something, it would work perfectly in Folger. Because what you would be able to do is create one PDF at the end of it, whereas I've got like a collection of screenshots. So absolutely perfect for that. I just wish it did window capture, which it doesn't. It does this kind of draw around it capture, which is fine. But if you're taking screenshots of like system preferences, the system preferences dialog box is changing size every time you use it. So if you've got a tiny few options, it shrinks up. If you've got lots of options, it goes much bigger than the capture area. If you've got to change the capture area every time you take a screenshot, that's not happening. Because I've got other apps that can do that. And then I could drag them in there to finish it off. So need to investigate is where I'm up to with that one. Need to investigate. But today's a good time to buy. Paul finds the capture multi-steps is where it's good. You do the Hazel and Matte capture and it keeps it together. That might work. I will need to have a look at it, find the best way to do it. The other thing is that the annotations it's got, I just wish that it, when you put the numbers on, I just wish that they automatically updated. But I'm sure they'll get round to it. I'm guessing this is, I mean, it's 1.5, but I don't know how long it's actually been out. So that I don't know. But as it's good as far as it goes. Let's get that far. At least it's there. It's an alternative. It's still alive. The developer's still with us and still developing. So you can't really say fairer than that, because your alternative is to use something that you know is not going to be there tomorrow. So that could stop working with a point update or a security update to macOS. I haven't actually checked if Clarify is working on Biggles. I think I have it installed on that machine, so I could give it a go, but I'll see how we go. Anyway, shall we head off and try and find some dessert and get ready for New Year?
Yeah.
We don't know about letting the New Year in, because we did that last year and look how that ended up. But we probably will. But Mike said, if you're going to do the New Year thing, do avoid the neighbours. Do you know, she gets a bit fresh every year, doesn't she?
She does.
So,
frisky.
I said, if I go outside, I'll be hanging around behind a bush, out of sight, so they don't see me. But have a fantastic New Year, everybody. Obviously, Paul is way ahead of us. So I don't think I've seen the fireworks yet. So I'll have to check the fireworks out first. But I hope you are enjoying 2021, even though you've burst our bubble with everything isn't just fine and dandy, which we're being kind of told it's going to be. So we'll see how that works out. But for the moment, for 2020... it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.